Hello and welcome to the Healing Sanctuary. I'm your host, Melissa Field, and I am here to talk about part two of my journey of 100 days of personal empowerment. Every day I am focusing on a different theme and bringing in reflection questions and kind of not necessarily challenges, but daily empowerments, tips, things to try. And I have been sharing all of them on an Instagram page, which I will link to in my episode notes if you want to try any of the stuff that I've been doing. And much like last week, this week was really hard for me to get motivated to come on my microphone and talk about how this has been going for me, because I am still really struggling. I had a really tough week, and it was a week where my external stress went to a 10 out of 10 and my fear went through the roof, and I did not feel empowered. I did not feel strong. I just, like I said, I felt scared. I felt overwhelmed. I felt like a lot of times, like I just couldn't even think. But obviously I'm here. So I did make a choice every day. Sometimes I had to just keep choosing it over and over to don't give up, keep going, keep looking within. And what I had to remind myself was personal empowerment isn't always showing up when things are going great. It's finding the confidence and the strength and that inner sense of just stability, of like a centering, even in the midst of a storm. And maybe even that's the most important time. Even though I felt scared and I felt myself often retreating and often felt like I was failing at this, at the same time, courage is found in those challenging times. Courage is found when we're going through a hard time and we keep going. It reminded me a lot of my journey of 100 days of happiness. When I was having a bad day, I didn't want to look for happiness. It didn't feel good or natural, and I had to push myself to look for the happiness, because if I didn't, it meant that my happiness is conditional. It is dependent on things outside of me. And I had to really retrain my mind to know that I get to choose my happiness. I get to create my own happiness. It's something that's coming from within me, and I can find happiness in even the worst days. It's not denying what I'm feeling, but it's just saying, in this day where it feels like nothing's going right, there is a moment of happiness. There's something to feel good about, and just letting those glimmers kind of carry me through. And so over this last week, as I was facing a lot of challenging stuff, I had to keep reminding myself that this is the time when the personal empowerment is found. I'm not always going to show up shoulders back, speaking clearly and confidently. That's not always personal empowerment. Sometimes it's showing up when you're scared. Sometimes it's showing up when you don't know what to do and you're wondering if you're making the right choices and you're still going forward anyways. So what's been going on, because I haven't actually said what was all this stress about, is I have a family member who deals with pretty severe mental illness and addiction struggles. They have an alcohol addiction, and we just went through one of the worst relapses that I've experienced since I have been working with this person and on this journey with them. It's been something that I've been dealing with for over 10 years, and I don't really like to use the term dealing with, because I know that mental illness and addiction are very nuanced, delicate things, and that there are many sides to this. So please keep in mind, if this is something you deal with personally, that I'm only sharing my perspective of it, and from having just gone through a very rough, challenging period with something personally. But anyways, I have been working, trying to work with this person, and living alongside their struggles for over 10 years now, and there's been a lot of bumps in the road, and there's been a lot of good times too. It's a lot of ups and downs, but this last one, oh man, it was rough, and I was scared, and there are a lot of factors here. There's a lot of things I'm not talking about because there are other people involved whose privacy I want to respect, but I just want to say that it was very, very important that we get this back on track for these other people involved, for these other things involved with this. So what this meant was having to have a lot of difficult conversations and having to speak directly to this person that they are unwell and they need to get some kind of treatment going. When they are unwell, they are confrontational, aggressive, very mean. It kind of feels like there's venom coming at me. In the past, they've been physically aggressive, so I really had no idea what was going to happen. And it's not one of those things where you just get through to them. So this actually started a few weeks ago, but because I've been continuing to kind of keep showing up and keep putting the pressure on and saying this road, this track we're on cannot continue. We are speeding towards a crisis. We have to do something. And the more I kept addressing it and saying, I'm not letting this go, the more, of course, they want to push back because they are facing their own struggle. It's turning this around. You know, it's definitely their inner journey that they are struggling with. And for a lot of these conversations, sometimes I sounded like I was speaking confidently, but I was honestly shaking inside. And there was one time afterwards, even when I went to drink from my water bottle, and it was kind of like shaking against my lip. And as I'm talking about this, it's kind of bringing all those feelings back up. That's why I'm having a hard time getting my words out. It's still processing through me. That's what I find with these things, is there's like, I'm in the storm, and then there is a processing period afterwards. So I would say right now we are coming onto the downturn. It's getting better. We've turned a corner. We're heading towards a more positive path. But all of that fear and that anxiety and that adrenaline, it's still processing through me. And so I didn't want to get on here today and say like, wow, during this last week of personal empowerment, I was the most scared and the most uncomfortable I think I've been in a very long time. I really wanted to come on here and say, like, it's week two. I'm feeling great. I know what I'm doing. I'm tuned into my power. Nothing's getting to me. I'm just doing a really good job of showing up and speaking clearly, standing up for myself, not letting things get to me. And that is not what happened at all. It was a tough, tough week. And every day I really did question, should I be doing this? Is this the right time to be doing this? I really, really wanted to give up. All the way up till last night, there was another intense argument last night, and it was kind of the breakthrough one, thank God. But even last night, I was like, I don't really want to be doing this, but I had to remind myself again, personal empowerment is not always going to look how I think it should or how I want it to. It feels great to be standing in your power and to just say, and I stood up for myself and I didn't let anything get to me. Sometimes it is being overwhelmed by things that are happening outside of us that we can't control. And I really did feel myself constantly slipping backwards and then reminding myself, use the tools you've been talking about. Use the things that you are sharing. And so over the last week, some of the ones I did were like, what are you thinking? And I had to keep asking myself, what am I thinking? A lot of it was fear-based feelings of, I'm stuck, I'm trapped, I have no power here, a feeling of kind of claustrophobia, of feeling I have no control over my own life. And I had to say to myself, hey, you are the powerful creator of your life no matter what. And so I started asking myself, okay, this is happening. This is maybe going to continue on for a long time. I have no idea how long we're going to be on this journey together for. So I had to ask myself, if this is how it is, what do I want it to look like? How do I want to create this? And I just, for the first time ever, asked myself, how do I want to show up for this? What is my role going to be? Because I've always, when these things get really out of control and I feel this person's energy getting big, and it's hard to describe somebody's energy when it's really big and filled with rage and feels unpredictable. It really is a lot. And even as I'm saying it now, I'm just like, ugh, I feel that like wave of just like feeling kind of paralyzed. But when they get really big, I shrink. And so I had to say to myself, you are not going to shrink in your own life. No matter how uncomfortable it makes you and them, you are going to be here. And I took a deep breath and I expanded. And I asked myself, now, you're on this journey, they're on this journey, these journeys are intertwined. What do you want to be feeling? What does this look like to you? How do you want to create your life going forward? And I started to ask these things to myself that I never ask myself, because I always feel I am at the whim and the mercy of what is happening with them. And I conform myself to them. I cater to them. And I am just asking myself now, what does this look like? What does this mean to me? How do I want to show up for this? And in a way that honors me and allows me to feel safe in this. It's not me just saying I'm going to steamroll this whole thing, because I also have to honor that I have to be in consideration of my own safety. And so I was trying to be realistic and bringing that in and just saying, I can't control them. I can't pretend that that's not happening, but I get a say in this. And sometimes that say is just choosing a different thought. Sometimes that say is just choosing a different feeling. Sometimes it's just going out into the backyard and getting some sun on my face and saying, this feels good. Right now, this feels good. And just not being stuck in this and trapped in this endlessly, but just having these little moments of saying, I'm still here. I'm still in this. I am still important, and I'm still the creator of my life. I get to decide how I am involved in this. So as I said, over this last week, I had to keep committing to this, keep showing up, even though I was really uncomfortable, feeling a lot of stress, a lot of anxiety. I kept saying, okay, I'm going to keep showing up for this, and I'm just going to find out what happens if I just keep going one step after another. And that was actually one of the days we covered last week, was you're going to do this and you're going to find your power one step after another. So this morning, I felt that kind of kick in. It was just kind of like I kept choosing it enough that it stuck. And I went on a walk with my dog. And while I was walking, I remembered what I had been saying 2 weeks ago, which was this phrase, I choose, I refuse. And it was kind of like I came back online and I was able to ask myself, like, yeah, what am I choosing? What am I thinking? And because over this last week, I just felt like I couldn't even think. I'm sure you've like experienced that, where you're just so overwhelmed, you're not even like able to get clarity on what you want to be thinking. And this morning, it was like the engine came back on and I was like, okay, I had something that I found helpful was this phrase, I choose, I refuse. And so I just started to go through that. I choose my well-being. I choose inner peace. I choose to be aligned with source energy. I choose to be aligned with the light that is within me, with this infinite light that is always guiding me. I choose to hear my higher guidance. I choose to take a deep breath. I choose to let go of what's not working for me. I choose abundance. I choose success. I choose the things that make me happy. I choose to make space for myself in my own life. And I kept choosing and it felt really good. And then I went through, I refuse. And I said, I refuse to shrink down anymore. I refuse to shrink down to make this other person feel comfortable because they like to feel big and powerful. I refuse to make myself smaller than them so that they don't have to do anything different and confront their own ways that they're showing up. I refuse to be a passenger in somebody else's life. I refuse to see myself as powerless. I refuse to see that this is it. I refuse to let this be the rest of my life, and I choose to be the powerful creator of my life. I am choosing abundance, success, this dream home that I've been envisioning. I choose a life of peace. I choose a life of happiness. And I just kept choosing and refusing, and oh, wow. It was something I haven't done all week. But that is what I'm learning about personal empowerment, is it's not always getting it right in the moment. Sometimes it's just you keep showing up where you are with what you can do, and you keep committing to it. And then when you're ready, you will kind of turn a corner, the engine will turn over, and you'll come back to yourself. But it's just, for me, it was just continually committing to this and coming back to it and saying, don't give up, keep going, keep showing up as you are. And after I went through that process of I choose, I refuse, I remembered something really amazing that I'd read in a therapy book. And I can't remember who wrote this book, but what they said was, you think of somebody who's really upsetting you or feels like they have a lot of control or influence over your life, and you visualize shrinking them down to 2 inches tall, and then you put them in a jar and you visualize yourself putting them on a shelf. And that's what I did. And oh my gosh, I felt the most incredible sense of expansion. Like I had room for myself in my own life again. I just couldn't feel into that moment how much they had taken over and how lost I had become in their life. And I came back to my own life. And I came back to myself, and I just started to think about all the things I want for myself. I started to think about how I love to write and my writing journey and my journey as a screenwriter. And I thought about my meditations and my membership and this podcast. And I thought about all the things that fill me with joy and purpose. And I thought about my nieces and how much I love them, how much I love them in my life. And I just thought about the life I want to create. There was room for me in my life again, and it felt so good. And I kept slipping. I kept thoughts of them, thoughts of fear, thoughts of anxiety kept coming in. And I just kept visualizing that over and over, putting them on the shelf. And I knew that there's nothing wrong with this. It doesn't mean that I'm not going to be able to have room for myself, because what I know is thoughts are habitual. And I do have a habit of letting this person take over my life, letting myself fall into a sense of being shrunk down and feeling powerless. So I am having to recreate my own thoughts, my own habitual thoughts of choosing myself, making room for myself, not feeling that the only way through this is to become just a background character in my own life, but to step forward and be the director, get into the driver's seat. And so I knew that it's okay to have to continuously practice something. Thoughts are habitual and they are magnetic. So far I have been pretty magnetic to the fear, to feeling powerless. And as I began to practice that, I just kept reminding myself, you're creating a new neural network. You're creating a new way of dealing with this thing that's been going on for a long time. And that is powerful. And that is probably one of the most powerful things I experienced, was in that moment choosing something different than I've ever chosen before. And this is another thing about personal empowerment. It doesn't always roar. It doesn't always roar. Why is that word so hard to say? It doesn't always sound like a lion roaring. It isn't always loud. It isn't always big. In that moment, I was walking my dog in doing something that looked very nondescript. It didn't look interesting at all. But in my mind, I was choosing something different that would then choose a different outcome for my life. I was setting myself on a different path by saying I choose different. So in my mind, a lot was happening. In my mind, I was taking back my power, but it didn't look like anything was happening. A lot of times people will not see our biggest moments of personal power. And that's something that I want you to remember going forward, is you and only you will know when you've really overcome something, when you've really shown up powerfully. It is a very personal and intimate journey. You're not always going to get people celebrating you and saying, look how brave you are. Look how you stood up in front of that crowd full of people and gave the most amazing speech ever. Sometimes these moments are very quiet and very small, but still very important and powerful. It's me walking my dog. Nobody can see that I am in a state of inner change and inner growth, and I am changing my thoughts. But something in very big is happening within me. And that in itself was a really powerful moment for me, because as I said, how I wanted to go through this was in a way that looked powerful. But I realize now how this looks is going to be very different. How this feels is going to be very different. And it's going to be me showing up even when I'm scared, and even when it looks like externally nothing is happening, but internally big things are happening. So last week, I covered each of the days. I did a discussion on how the week went, and then I talked about each day that we had been through. I don't think I can talk about each day individually this week because I was in such a hyper state of stress. I don't feel like I have clear thoughts. I did all my journaling, but I can't even really remember like what I was thinking and feeling at that time because I was just trying to kind of get through it. So I will just tell you quickly though what we covered in case you want to go back and look at any of the days. It was the power is within me. What am I thinking? What am I feeling? What am I aiming for? And then the last one was who am I? And in this one, we did some inner child reflecting. And this was the one that was maybe the most interesting for me, because as I went through it and was seeing myself as a child, and then the prompt is to see who are you as a child, to really see yourself, see your true self. And what I kept doing was looking at myself as a child and then trying to ascribe attributes to myself that I felt were positive. Things such as, oh, I was really creative. I was very smart. I was very adventurous. And although this is all really positive stuff, there was something about it that just didn't feel right, or like maybe like I wasn't getting to the heart of what I really wanted to be finding through this. And what I realized was even as a child, I was still trying to define why I should be worthy, why I am enough. It wasn't just me existing that was enough. It was like projecting my need for external validation onto myself as a child and saying like, okay, this child has earned love and approval because of these things I listed. And it was like, but if I didn't have those things, wouldn't I still be worthy? And all kids are different. So other kids have things that I don't have, or, you know, if they don't have what I had, are they not worthy? And so I was kind of like, there's something deeper here I'm trying to get to, because if I didn't have any of these things, wouldn't I still be worthy? And then it just kind of hit me that I am still looking for worthiness through approval, through achievement, through something that maybe other people see in me. And I just kept saying, as a kid, I was worthy because I was connected to the infinite divine source of all that is. What makes us worthy and what makes us enough isn't ever something we do or achieve. It is just our essence, that light within. I am source energy. I am divinity. And when I saw that, I felt like for the first time, I could really see what a beautiful, amazing child I was. I could finally see my inner child with pure, unconditional love. There was nothing about them that I needed them to do or to be in order to earn my own love, but I could just love them. And that allowed me to think about my own self different. What is it that makes me worthy of love? It is my divine existence. It is my connection to source energy. It is the fact that I was created by the divine creator of all that is. And I am connected to that divinity at all times. It doesn't matter what I do or don't do. There is nothing to earn. There's nothing I need to have or be. I am worthy. I am enough. And that is actually what we're going to get into over the next 2 days on the Instagram prompts is I am worthy. I am enough. So it'll be interesting to see what comes up for me with that, because I am finally getting into that space where I can really let go of needing something in order to just feel love for myself. I can just be. And I loved in this that when I let go of trying to describe my inner child through these things that I feel are worthy, I could just see that they're playful. They are joyful. And those are the things that just make life amazing that I feel like I've honestly been missing from my life for a long time. A sense of playfulness, a sense of joy, a sense of just being happy to exist and just being joyful because I exist. And not feeling like I have to earn joy in the same way I feel like I have to earn love, but just saying I exist and that is the joy. I am in this incredible world with sunrises and hummingbirds and butterflies and rainbows and kids that I love. I get to be a part of the amazing lives of my nieces and my nephew, and something in me kind of freed up, but I don't feel that I'm all the way through it. That need to still feel I've earned love is definitely still there, and it's something I'm still working on. So I think that's it for week two. This has been a really interesting episode, and I got into some heavy stuff. I definitely had to get into some of my more vulnerable and darker and more real and raw places. So thank you so much for joining me for what was more intense episode than I expected it to be or that I wanted it to be. And as I said last week, I have no idea what I'm going to be saying next week. I am on this journey and seeing where it takes me, and I'm going to keep showing up. I'm going to keep showing up no matter what. And thank you for showing up with me. I'm so glad you're here. And as I said, I'm going to put a link to my Instagram, and there, I also share the info on TikTok. And if you want to join me for something a little bit calmer, a little bit more in touch with that light within, I do have a membership also called The Healing Sanctuary. This is the podcast. The membership is $5 per month, and you will get access to over 200 of the most powerful meditations and visualizations that I've ever tried. And in fact, I am making meditations to pair with this journey. So I just added one for this week, where we do affirmations around I am confident and I am empowered. And then this week's I'm going to be basing on the positive personal mantra, which will make sense if you saw the Instagram posts, and I'll also explain it in the membership. But there's going to be meditations based around this journey that you can incorporate and use as you listen along through the podcast, that will help you to really strengthen your own personal empowerment, your own confidence. So those are going to be in the membership link below. That is also The Healing Sanctuary. This is The Healing Sanctuary, the podcast. I'm your host, Melissa Field. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. And I just hope you have a chance today to affirm to yourself, I am confident, I am empowered, and to just feel it, no matter what. It's your mind, it's your body, you have dominion. So I'm gonna leave you there. Thank you again, and I'll be back next week with part 3.